On the surface, it would seem Jerry has an easy Christmas lighting situation. He puts lights on just one tree in his yard each year. But oh, if you've seen that tree along Interstate 35, you know Jerry really takes time to make it look just right, and everyone remembers it. The story about a very special tree is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Jerry Laugesen bought this property along Interstate 35 south of Faribault in 1976. The next year, he built a house. There was a small oak tree between the home and the road.
We debated whether to get rid of it or to keep it. We decided, it's got a nice shape to it, so we decided to keep it, and it turned into something really, really special.
Over the years, the tree grew. It was pretty, but not much different than other trees you might see in someone's yard. But in 2011, he saw a tree similar to his adorned with some beautiful white lights in the Twin Cities. He thought his tree was better looking than that one, and that led him to try his hand at it.
Yeah, there's 50,000 lights is 500 strands. Of course, that's over the years. I mean, I didn't do them all in one year.
Putting 50,000 lights on a tree and maintaining them over the last 10 years can be quite a job.
It was about 5 days every fall for the last 9 years.
Jerry rents a 50-foot lift each year to allow him to get around all parts of the tree. You may be thinking, big deal. A lot of people put lights around trees each year. Well, this is different. You can see pictures I took on our American Countryside page on Facebook, or just Google it. Jerry runs strands to the tips of each and every branch, which creates an amazing outline of every limb in bright white lights.
You got to wrap them around the limbs, and then you got to take zip ties and interlock so that if the wind blows, they're not going to come off that branch. And you try to get it wrapped around these little branches. It's kind of a little puzzle you got to do to get them in there where they're not going to blow out.
He used to just run extension cords from his house to power it. Now he's got permanent underground electricity running directly to his tree. But he truly couldn't have known the impact this tree would make. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside near Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.